Shabbat to my twin, to Rabbi Schwartz. It's really a great pleasure to be here for a few reasons. In addition to the long-standing friendship that I have with your Rav, and honestly, your Rav is probably the only person from our high school class that I'm still in touch with. And it really, every time I see your Rabbi Schwartz, my Rabbi Schwartz, it brings back really wonderful memories. And it makes me feel young, which is a good thing, considering that now I'm like an old man. But it's really a wonderful pleasure. It's also a great pleasure for me to be here in Elizabeth for the following reason, which is that I attended JEC for about 2 years. 1980 and 1981, which is before some of you were born. My father at that time was working was running the Metro West Federation, and we were living in West Orange, and it was like a big issue in town, actually, when my parents took me out of the Hebrew Youth Academy, which is now called Kushner's, I think, and sent me to JEC. And it was something that I benefited from. I remember actually singing in the choir for Rabbi Teitz. There was a Daf HaShavuah program. Does that still exist? There was a Daf HaShavuah program, and they used to bring us kids, like, there was like a big Malva Malka or something once a year. So I remember singing in the choir there. I was probably in first grade, and it was one of the memories I have of this community. And I see that it's grown tremendously. I see that there's a huge amount of Torah that's going on here, which is a credit to the foundation upon which this Elizabeth community was built, and it's a credit to your Rav. Your Rav is very dedicated. Your Rav is very talented, and you're very fortunate to have such a wonderful Rav, and I'm fortunate to have such a good friend, and thank you for coming. Let's learn some Torah together. Okay, this year is Shemitah, and today is Yom HaTzma'ut. According to the calendar, it's Hey-Iyar, but most people observed Yom HaTzma'ut yesterday, or this morning, besides in YU, where we keep Hey-Iyar as Yom HaTzma'ut, etc., but most people had Yom HaTzma'ut today. So to speak about topics relevant to Shemitah and relevant to Yom HaTzma'ut, I thought I would begin with the following piece. You know, Maran HaRav Kook wrote a work in Shemitah of 1910 called Shabbat HaAretz. It's the classic work on the Heter Mechira. Basically, Rav Kook developed all of the yesodos upon which one can circumvent the prohibitions of Shemitah by selling the land to non-Jews during the Shemitah year. And this was a classic, and it still is a classic. Rav Tzvi Yehuda writes actually in the introduction to the Shabbat HaAretz that took Rav Kook a total of 1 month to write the entire Sefer Shabbat HaAretz. Rav Kook was Gaon HaGaonim. He developed this idea of selling the land, and through that we can avoid the Yisurim of Shemitah. And Ad HaYom HaZeh, this is done. And Ad HaYom HaZeh, it's controversial. Right? That's the basic overview. Now, at the time of Rav Kook, the major opponent to the Heter Mechira was a Jew known as the Ridbaz, Rabbi Yaakov David Willa something or another. I'm not good at pronouncing names, so thank you. So the Ridbaz, in addition to being a Rav in Sfat, had also been a chief rabbi in Chicago at one point, where he was ran out of town by the Shoichdim. No? So the Ridbaz was very opposed to the idea of the Heter Mechira. And the Ridbaz basically wrote to Rav Kook. He wrote a long letter, and he had many objections, and one of his objections goes something like this. He says, Rav Kook, your goal is for Jews to settle the land of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, what you're saying is that in order to enable the Jews to survive, we have to sell the land to Goyim so that they can continue to earn money during the Shemitah year. Got it. But 1 second, Zakhti Ridbaz, if your goal is to sell the land in Eretz Yisrael, if your goal is to have the mitzvah of Yishuv Ha'aretz. Your goal is for the Jews to properly settle the land of Eretz Yisrael. So then aren't you undermining your entire goal when you sell the land to a guy? Freck the Ritbas, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. Lamai, so what's happening? Right? You sell the land to the guy, so therefore there's no mitzvahs. If there's no mitzvahs, what emerges is there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Ha'aretz. So, right? You're not gaining anything. Right? You're not gaining anything. You want to maintain the mitzvah of Yishuv Ha'aretz. Now you sell the land. Once you sell the land, it's not your land. If it's not your land, so then living in Eretz Yisrael is like living, pardon, in Chicago. That's the Ritbas' kasha. So Rav Kook, in the Mavot to Shabbat Ha'aretz in Perek Tesvav, he works at this kasha. He says, Ritbas, you're a fine person, but you're making a mistake. The mitzvah of Yishuv Ha'aretz is not only to be able to fulfill the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. If the sole objective of the mitzvah of Yishuv Ha'aretz is to fulfill the mitzvos, Ritbas, you'd be correct. But, says Rav Kook, the objective of Yishuv Ha'aretz is not to fulfill the mitzvahs like Shrumas and Maisus and Orla. Right? It's not to fulfill all those mitzvahs. Rather, the mitzvah of Yishuv Ha'aretz is much bigger than just specific mitzvahs. Yishuv Ha'aretz is a way to attain a Hashras Hashchina. Right? By settling the land of Eretz Yisrael, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is more manifest. The way, the role of Yishuv Ha'aretz is in order to conquer the land of Eretz Yisrael. Right? The mitzvah is that the Jewish people should own Eretz Yisrael. And you're right, even though we're selling the land, that doesn't mean that we're selling our rights to Eretz Yisrael, that we're not fulfilling Yishuv Ha'aretz, says Rav Kook. What we're doing is we're selling the land, and therefore specific mitzvahs no longer apply. But the Yishuv Ha'aretz still exists because push comes to shove, there are Jews on the karka, that's Eretz Yisrael. Now, whether the issue over here is that we're only selling the topsoil of Eretz Yisrael, we're not selling the bottom, which is a big issue, or whether the issue is like something more philosophical. But the point that emerges is that Rav Kook and the Ritbas had a huge machlokas, effectively, about what's the mitzvah of Yishuv Ha'aretz. The Ritbas said the mitzvah of Yishuv Ha'aretz is what I would term a hechsher mitzvah. Yishuv Ha'aretz, why should I live in Eretz Yisrael? Because I live in Eretz Yisrael, I can fulfill Shrumas and Maisus and Orla. No? All the mitzvahs apply in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs Hatzlius Ba'aretz. But Rav Kook says, no. Yishuv Ha'aretz is not only a Hechsher mitzvah to perform the Mitzvahs Hatzlius Ba'aretz. Yishuv Ha'aretz is an independent mitzvah. It's a mitzvah Kishala Atzma. It's a intrinsic value, right, beyond the specific mitzvahs that we perform. And Memela, Rav Kook says, yeah, I sell the land and I circumvent specific mitzvahs. But Lemaisa, Yishuv Ha'aretz is not circumvented because Yishuv Ha'aretz is bigger than all the specific mitzvahs. Ad kan divrei Rav Kook. So far so good? It's tremendous lumdus in the Hakdamah to Shabbat Ha'aretz. It's really, it's an amazing, amazing sefer. Now, I'd like to look at this question, whether Yishuv Ha'aretz is an independent mitzvah, whether Yishuv Ha'aretz is a hechsher mitzvah, and look at this question through the lens of the major Rishonim that we know about the mitzvah Yishuv Ha'aretz. The Torah over here is well known, no? The Torah about whether there's a mitzvah to make aliyah today or not, this is like Zionism 101, no? This is Aleph Beis. But at the same time, I think we could look at it from this perspective rather than from some of the other perspectives, and we might be able to arrive at some interesting nafgaminas, and we might be able to have some conversations. It's well known that the Rambam has 613 mitzvahs, correct? Now, the Gemara at the end of Makkah says that there's 613 mitzvahs, Darsh Reb Simloi, and the Rambam famously is the first one. I think Chaim Soloveitchik once commented that the most mechudash part of the Rambam is the Sharoshim at the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam gives us rules and regulations about what counts as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs and what doesn't count as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. So famously, the Rambam has 613 mitzvahs. And the Ramban basically jumped up and down and he spit wooden nickels and he says, I don't know what you're talking about, Rambam. First of all, Mehecha Tesi, there's 613 mitzvos. Although the Gemara says, Darsha B'Simla, there's 613, but the Gemaras elsewhere sound like there are fewer mitzvos, but Chabaka can be done al Echad, right? And maybe 613 mitzvos isn't muskan, maybe it's not accepted. That's the Ramban's one overarching Hasaga on the Rambam. And the Ramban has many other detailed Hasagos on Rambam. Many mitzvahs that the Rambam listed, and the Ramban says you shouldn't list them as a mitzvah. Then there's a few mitzvahs that the Rambam didn't list, and the Ramban says, no, you should have. And those are called the Shichachas Ha'esen, the Shichachas Halaben. Right? That the Rambam forgot certain mitzvahs esay, certain mitzvahs los esay. For example, the Rambam forgot a mitzvah to fruit. That's Shichas Esen Mitzvah Gimel. The Ramban says, Rambam, there's a mitzvah to eat Shemitah fruit. This is like one of my favorites in the world, no? I remember someone called me up a few weeks ago. They said that they were in Eretz Yisrael and they bought some wine and they bring it home and they notice that Shemitah wine, what should they do with it? Happens to be Shemitah wine, no, it has to be Shemitah wine from last Shemitah. No, there's no Shemitah wine from the Shemitah yet. So it could be it's past Shas HaBir. But let's say it would be Shemitah wine from the Shemitah. Right? Let's say you end up with a Shemitah fruit. Now, you go to Costco, and apparently some of the peppers that they're selling now in Costco are Israeli peppers. Now, assuming that there's no Isser Svichen on the peppers, it probably isn't Isser Svichen. But if there wouldn't be an Isser Svichen, so what do you do with Shemitah fruit? You eat it, and you get a mitzvah of eating Shemitah fruit. The Ramban says it's a mitzvah to eat Shemitah fruit. In fact, Rav Kook points out at the end of the Shabbat Ha'aretz that theoretically there should be a Birchas HaMitzvah that you recite when you eat Shemitah fruit. And Rav Kook goes so far as he says, according to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah to eat Shemitah fruit. It's usher to fast the entire year of Shemitah. Because by fasting, you're being mevato the mitzvah of eating Shemitah fruit. That's a merit to kechidish. No? You can't fast a gansiyar. Right? And that would probably mean, by the way, if you think about mitzvah sasei, right, min ha-toyra, right, this could be like a brisker humra. Unbelievable. Right? So now, the fact is, the Ramban points out that there are certain mitzvahs that the Rambam should have mentioned but didn't mention. Right? One of them is eating Shemitah fruit. Another mitzvah that the Rambam should have mentioned but didn't mention is our topic of conversation tonight. This is the first source that we have on our sheets. Mitzvah Revi'is Shenistaveinu L'Reshes Ha'aretz HaShenosan HaKel Yisbach Yisar L'Avosin L'Avam Yisrach L'Yakob V'lo Nazren B'Yad Zulasim U'mos O L'Shmama. There's a mitzvah to inherit the land, to take over the land, simply read to conquer the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and we should not leave the land to someone else, and we should not leave the land desolate. V'hu amaro lahem, this is the pasuk in Mas'ei, v'horashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem bo, ki lochem nosati es ha'aretz, l'oresh esosa v'snachaltem es ha'aretz. Right? In other words, that the Torah says, take over the land of Eretz Yisrael. Zuck the Ramban, conquer Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah esay min ha-Torah, is a mitzvah esay min ha-Torah that the Rambam should have listed but didn't list. And part of the mitzvah is to conquer every single morsel of the land of Israel. This sounds like something out of Gush Emunim. Right? But that is what the Ramban is saying. Correct? Now, Rambam, Maimonides, does not have a mitzvah to conquer the land of Eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah Yishuv Eretz in the Rambam. And famously, the Megillas Esther, whose job is to defend every Rambam and to always say the Rambam is correct. So Megillas Esther says the reason why the Rambam says that there's no mitzvah is because there really is no mitzvah bisman hazeh, because the end of Ksubis has a sugya of Shalosh Shavuos that Hishbati Eschem Minos Yerushalayim Mitzvah Oz by Los HaSodeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us promise. One of the promises is Shaloyalu B'choma, that we're not going to go by force and conquer Eretz Yisrael. So says the Megillas Esther, you know what? The mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz is not a mitzvah l'doros. He defends the Rambam by saying it's not a mitzvah that applies at all times because it only applies in the days of Moshe, Yehoshua, and David. That's a nusach of the Megillas Esther, and it doesn't apply today. And therefore, the Rambam does not count the mitzvah. That is approach number one for the Rambam. Now, approach number one for the Rambam actually has some difficulty, no? What the Megillas Esther is fundamentally saying is that there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz according to the Rambam. Zero, nada, zilch, nothing, gornished. I don't know how many languages you speak. But the fact is, right, there is no mitzvah to conquer the land of Eretz Yisrael, according to the Rambam, as understood by the Megillas Esther. Habayahi, that the Rambam paskins in Mishneh Torah and Hilchos Melachim, right, that there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz Bizman Hazeh. The Rambam doesn't qualify that all these halachos, right? It says, Asur Latzis Me'eretz Yisrael Chutzal Aretz La'olam. La'olam means never. Right? You can only leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutzal Aretz L'umotar Lisa Isha. And that word La'olam also means the mitzvah always applies. And that's, if I can't leave Eretz Yisrael, presumably that means that there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam then quotes that Gedolei Chachamim would kiss the ground in Eretz Yisrael and they would roll in the dirt. Right? And if you live in Eretz Yisrael, your sins are forgiven. The Rambam waxes poetic about living in Eretz Yisrael, how wonderful it is. Bepashtus, the Rambam never qualifies and says, oh, this is talking about Molodukat Satan. This is talking about old, ancient times. Obviously, what the Rambam means is that, no, there's a mitzvah now. Right? The Pchor, the Rambam holds there's a mitzvah now. The Megillah says this is very difficult. Yeah.
But even the Rambam is saying, it's a mitzvah to live in Israel, but it's not a mitzvah to fight for it. Because he says, you run away from the guy if they're in Eretz Yisrael, if they're making trouble. You don't have to forcibly take over the land.
So it could be that the Rambam, in other words, it could be that the Rambam holds that the Shalosh Shavuos are binding, but it's binding on the Tzibur. That Klal Yisrael as an entity, as a unit, should not go up and conquer Eretz Yisrael. But individuals have a mitzvah, and once you're there, you can never leave. I think that's the distinction that you're making. I think that's eminently logical. But we also don't see within the Rambam that he's formulating... When the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, and you cannot leave Eretz Yisrael, l'cha'ora, you don't get the impression that it's only if you're going up as individuals. You get the impression the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, ad kan. Right, all these halachos, and these are halachos in the Rambam, you would think that there would be some qualification or somewhere the Rambam should tell us, by the way, lo yalu b'choma. Right, the Megillas Esther is quoting a Gemara. It is a Gemara, but it's a machlokes in the Gemara and the Ksubis. The fact is, the Rambam should quote it. If the Rambam really holds that there's an Isser, the Rambam should quote it. And I'll tell you one better. If the Rambam really holds that there's a mitzvah on the Yachid, so let the Rambam tell me that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs there's a mitzvah on the Yachid. No? So, I'm not really sure. Again, it seems that the Megillas Esther's approach is a little bit difficult. That, I think that is, yeah, Nathan, you had a comment?
I was just basically going to say what you were saying, formulated in a different way.
Okay, good. So that's one Mahalach. Another Mahalach that is given as to why the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, is that there's a difference in Judaism between mitzvahs kiyumios and mitzvahs chiyuvios. Now, there's some mitzvahs that are obligatory mitzvahs, some mitzvahs that are mitzvahs that kind of, if you do it, you get the brownie point, but you don't have to do it. No? Now, Moshe Lamahadavar Dome, the Vilna Gaon is famously quoted as saying that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach. No? Matzos yeochel yishivas hayamim. There's a pasuk like that. Zok the gra. There's a mitzvah to eat matzo all 7 days. Even though the chiyuv of be'erev tochlu matzos, the only time it's obligatory. The rest of yontiv, if I want, I could eat ladyfingers. I don't know why you'd want to do that. But if you'd want to eat ladyfingers, the rest of yontiv, okay, fine. But the first night of yontiv, you have to eat matzo. Right? But if I eat matzo all 7 days, zok the gra, I get a mitzvah. So that's called the mitzvah kiyumis. So some maintain something along the lines of as follows. You know, if there's really a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, so then we have to ask a kasha. How come we don't? Now, it's not such a kasha. I'm not as orthodox as I should be, right? There's certain things that, but the Vilna Gaon, okay, so maybe he tried. The Chafetz Chaim, maybe he tried. But there's so many Gedolei Hador, even Hasidish Rebbes, right? Even people who didn't go to YU, even people with long white beards. There's so many Gedolim who lived in Chutz La'aretz. Hayitofen, how could it be they stay in Chutz Laaretz? Jews who want to be mekayim every mitzvah, b'chol prateh v'diktukah v'tayeg mitzvah satsuyim ba, how come they are not living in Eretz Yisrael? Teretz is Dr. Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva Siman Kuf Beis, and this is also found in Reb Shlomo Kluger in the Ha'elof L'Chosh Lomo Siman Kuf Yud Ches. They both maintain that really the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah chiyumis. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, you get your points. And they're nafgaminas in terms of kfiya and ksuba, right? The dinim at the end of Siman Ayin Hay and Eben HaEzer might hinge on this issue. But the fact is, says Reb Moshe and Reb Shlomo Kluger, that you know what? There's no real mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's a kiyum mitzvah. If you do it, you get brownie points. Reb Shechter quotes at the beginning of his Sefer Pnini Harav, an introduction, that's what Reb Soloveitchik used to say as well, that the Rav used to say that the reason why the Gedolim didn't move to Eretz Yisrael is because it is a mitzvah kiyumis. Now, one could maintain something along these lines. One could maintain that maybe the Rambam and the Ramban have a fundamental machloikas about how do I recognize, how do I count the mitzvahs? Do I only count those mitzvahs that are obligatory? Do I even count mitzvahs that if I do them, I get some brownie points? Do I count mitzvahs kiyumios? So perhaps that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here between the Rambam and the Ramban. I think there is a lot of room for saying this. Achilas Per Shviyas actually might also be a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis, and that would be the Teretz Rav Kook's Kasha. Rav Kook asked, maybe you're not allowed to fast the whole year of Shemitah. The answer might be, no. You don't have to eat Shemitah fruit. If you do it, right, you get some points. Right? So maybe that could for Emperor Rav Kook's question. But the fact is, right, one could suggest that this is exactly the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about the mitzvah of Yeshiva Aret, that they acknowledge, both agree that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. However, there's a machlokas, do I count a mitzvah kiyumis in the minyan ha-mitzvahs? This I'll take Nathan.
doesn't sound from the Ramban it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's like it's unconditional.
Shenitztaveinu l'reshes ha-aretz. Right. Good. That's a very strong objection. In other words, it sounds like it's a real chiyuv. I'll agree with that. That's what you wanted to ask?
I was going
to
say the word usher is pretty strong.
The word usher to leave Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah. That's not indicated. You miss.
Yeah. But in other words, even from the Rambam, it sounds like it's once I'm there, it's a chiyuv. There, you see, when we speak about mitzvahs kiyumis versus mitzvahs chiyuvis, we have to be careful. Tzitzis. Is tzitzis a mitzvah kiyumis or mitzvah chiyuvis? So I would say that tzitzis is a situational mitzvah that's a mitzvah chiyuvis. And if I happen to have a beged of dalet kanfos, then I have to wear tzitzis on it, no? I don't have to have a beged of dalet kanfos, although we'll discuss this in a few more minutes. But if I happen to have it, put on tzitzis. So there are three categories almost. There's kiyumis, chiyuvis, and situational. Right? Yishuv Ha'aretz might be the type of mitzvah that's a mitzvah kiyumis. I don't have to go, but once I go, I'm stuck. Right? That's a possibility. It's not elegant, but it certainly is a possibility. So, what are we going to do? We have the suggestion from Moshe Feinstein that maybe the mitzvah of Yishuv Ha'aretz is a mitzvah kiyumis. There are some objections to it, but on a fundamental level, Rabbi Avram Shapiro, who was the chief rabbi, and he was the Rosh Hashiva in Merkaz. Rosh Hashiva in Merkaz. A few years ago, I actually went on Yom Yerushalayim. I went to Merkaz at night. Why you used to send me to Eretz Yisrael, and when I went to Eretz Yisrael on one of these trips, so I went to Daven in Merkaz, Yom Yerushalayim at night. Rabbi Avram Shapira was there. He had a face. It was shining. He was unbelievable. Like, a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. Rabbi Avram Shapira, in the Sefer Minchas Avram, he writes that the concept of mitzvah kiyumis cannot exist in Judaism. You see, Judaism is about an ethic of obligation. We don't have options, really, in Yiddishkeit. Right? We talk about mitzvos. We don't talk about rights in general, we talk about responsibilities. Rabbi Wurzberger, Zichrono Livracha, was my Rav growing up. Rabbi Wurzberger has a book called The Ethics of Responsibility, and one of his arguments that he makes in that book is that Judaism is all about obligation. If you're not obligated, so then why do it? Right? This concept, and it's more fundamental. We believe that the reason why you get schar for doing a mitzvah is because, right, I'm a mitzvah. Goda ha mitzvah v'osa, misha eino mitzvah v'osa. That category of eino mitzvah v'osa means that I, as an individual, not chayiv in this, but others are. And I'm entering a different category. But something that is not obligatory on anyone, how can I get points for doing it? Frech Rebbe Avram Shapira. If that's the case, if there's no category at all of mitzvah kiyumis, so then how come the Gedolim didn't move to Eretz Yisrael? He wrote this whole piece, it's Simon Mem Dala, the Minchas Avram. He wrote this whole piece to argue with Moshe Feinstein. He says, how come the Gedolim didn't move to Eretz Yisrael, like Ramosha asks? Zot Rebbe Avram Shapira, you know why? Because it was very hard. He has a very interesting dimyon. There's only two mitzvahs, he writes, that I fulfill with my entire body. The mitzvah of Yeshivas Sukkah and the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. No? Rabbi Aral Karliner apparently said that the mitzvah of mikveh you also fulfill with your entire body. But mikveh is not really a mitzvah. Rabbi Aral Karliner says, yeah, but it's higher than a mitzvah. I have no idea what that means. But okay. The fact is, the two mitzvahs fulfill with my entire body, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and Yeshivas Sukkah, Zokt, Rabbi Avram Shapira, he thinks that there's a dimyon between the two. Just like the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, I have a Ptur, Teshvu Ke'enter Duru, and there's a mitzvah as Pater Min HaSukkah. The Avnei Nezer and Tof Mem Dalad. Yeah, the Avnei Nezer also has this, but Rabbi Avram Shapira, I like the way he says it a little more elegantly. And look, I mean, the Avnei Nezer's true is also very long. Yeah. This particular Avnei Nezer is very long. But Rabbi Avram Shapira's argument is that we can compare the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to Yeshiva Sukkah and therefore find mitzta'er on Potter, and all the Gedolim were mitzta'er, and that's why they didn't move to Eretz Yisrael. Again, it's something to think about. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichron Livracha, was nifter this week. Zichron Tzadik Livracha. And I decided to just pull out one of Rav Aaron's articles. It's in this Orthodox Forum volume, Religious Zionism, Post-Disengagement, Future Directions. It's a catchy title. But the fact is, Rav Aaron deals with this question also, very, very serious treatment of, you know, the value of diaspora Zionism. That's the question. And, you know, it's a question I think we all have to ask, like on the Yom HaTzma'ut. What does it mean to be a Zionist if we're sitting here in Elizabeth or we're sitting in Washington Heights and we're not in Eretz Yisrael? Like, Lamaisa, we could get up and move. So, we say we're a Zionist. What does it mean? I remember a few years ago, I went to meet Rav Aviner. And I told Rav Aviner, they say, you're in Yeshiva University. So he turns to me and goes, Ratzvi Yehuda haya omer l'kol echad m'chutz la'aretz v'techezena enenu b'shuvcha l'tzion. Basically, he wasn't interested in talking to me. Like, if you come back to Eretz Yisrael, then we'll talk to you. V'techezena enenu b'shuvcha l'tzion. End. And the point is that, you know, we have to ask a real question about what value does our Zionism play if we're sitting in chutz la'aretz. And Rav Aaron works very hard on this question. And he actually says a few interesting, again, everything about Rav Aaron is that he took every possibility very seriously. He was a moderate, not because he didn't have opinions, but because he weighed both opinions, and he felt that there's value on both sides. Rav Aaron works very hard on the question as to how come we don't live in Eretz Yisrael today. Part of the argument might be that, listen, maybe we don't hold like the Ramban, maybe we hold like the Rambam. There's really no mitzvah, and hamistaif mizah. That's part of his argument. But Rav Avram Shapira's argument, I think, is a little more trenchant. He's just saying, listen, you know, if there's any element of tsar whatsoever, so then there's no chiyuv of Yishuv Haaretz. So far we had the Megillas Esther's approach to the Rambam, that the mitzvah Yishuv Aretz does not exist. We had the approach of Moshe Feinstein that the mitzvah Yishuv Aretz is a mitzvah kiyumis. Both approaches are difficult. There's a third approach that Yitzchak Shmelkis has in his tshuvas that Yishuv Aretz, according to the Rambam, is a mitzvah d'rabbanon. That requires a lot more investigation, what it means, but I don't think it changes any of the lomdus. It's just that you could say the same lomdus on the level d'rabbanon instead of saying on the level d'oraisa. The approach, however, that I think is most logical, which actually Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein has in this essay also, is that the Rambam holds that Yishuv Haaretz is like the Ridbaz felt, it's a Hechsher mitzvah. In other words, the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael as an independent mitzvah, because the Rambam felt that the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is an opportunity to be Mekayim other mitzvahs. And therefore I don't count the way station. I'm on the way to do the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. I'm on the way to do the mitzvah of Chumas, Maisris, Chala, right, assuming that's a mitzvah of Tuliyah Ba'aretz. I'm on the way to do all these mitzvahs, great. But I'm not going to count it, because it's not an independent mitzvah. And the Ramban perhaps argues, and the Ramban says that no, that Yishuv Haaretz is an independent mitzvah. Now what's the Gemara that would prove that Yishuv Haaretz is a Hechsher mitzvah? So it's Moshe Rabbeinu, Sota Yudalet. Darsh Reb Simloi, the same Reb Simloi says that it's 613 mitzvahs. Right? Did Moshe Rabbeinu want to eat the fruit? The Bach actually has a comment on the bracha of Al HaMichya. Many people have the text of Al HaMichya, correct? The Bach said that's not proper to have that gear. So, because Moshe Rabbeinu, you think he wanted to just eat the fruit? Is that what you're going for? The Alter Rebbe, his Siddur, doesn't have Venuch HaMipir V'Sbo Mituva following the Bach, that the Magen Avraham Paskins like the Bach, etc. So, frankly, the Gemara, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? He wants to eat the fruit. V'Sbo Mituva Hutzarech. And Lekachem Moshe, Habe Mitzvah Nesavu Yisrael, V'Ein Miskayimin Ela Be'Eretz Yisrael, Ekone Soni Lo Orez, Kadesh Yiskayim Kulon Al Yodi. Amro HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kulon Atom Abakesh Al Kabo Schar, Melani Alecha Kilo Asisim. Right, Zok the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu saying, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael, why? To do the mitzvahs. Now, this Gemara is fascinating. It's fascinating on a few levels. First of all, right, what the Rambam is gleaning from this Gemara is that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael because going to Eretz Yisrael itself is a mitzvah. I want to go to Eretz Yisrael to be Mekayim the mitzvah, Trumas, Maisus, etc. You get an impression that's a Hechsher mitzvah. No? What's more interesting, and the Rishonim pick up on this in, let's say, Taisus and Pesachim Kuf Yud Gimel Mebeis has a discussion. There's a discussion in general about Redifas HaMitzvos. If I'm not obligated in the mitzvah now, do I have to try to put myself in an obligated state? Do I have to try, Kiyukari Kansipol of Hanacha Bederach? If I happen to find a bird's nest, and there's a shulach hakein situation, the mother's on top of the eggs, right? To have to try to do that, there's a guy in YU always like walks over to you and says, I have a mitzvah shulach hakein, come over to my house. He wants to be mezakeh by the mitzvah. Is that really proper? Right? Maybe the mitzvah shulach hakein is ki yikare. Right? Is there an inyan of redifas hamitzvahs of trying to go and do extra mitzvahs? Is there such a concept? The Gemara in Menachos tells us that you don't get an onesh for not wearing tzitzis. But be'idon rischa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, then you get an onesh for not wearing tzitzis. The impression that you get from that Gemara is that if you don't do mitzvahs, you're not rodef achar mitzvahs, big deal. You didn't do a mitzvah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, so then there's a snowball effect. Right? That's the impression that you get from that Gemara. Now, it's not clear from the Gemara, though, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, does he punish you for not being Mekayim any mitzvah that you could have been Mekayim? Or is the Gemara saying that only tzitzis, because tzitzis is shkula, mitzvah tzitzis connected to mitzvah Shabbat Torah, no? Like Rasm Chumash, you add 8 plus, right? Etc., you get 613, right? All works out, beautiful. If you hold the 613 mitzvahs, if you hold that there are 5 knots in the tzitzis, right? That's why Rashi already didn't have tchilas. If you have tchilas, you can't have 5 knots in your tzitzis. No? But the fact is, you need 7 heavens. The fact is that you see from the Gemara that there's an inyan of Radifas HaMitzvos. This Gemara in Sota says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do it. So Tosfos in Psachim has 2 days. The Gemara says that there are 7 categories of people, basically, who are considered like Menudo Lashamayim. And one of them is someone who doesn't have children. So Tosfos jumps up and down, spits one of Nicholas, 1 second, not everyone can have children. Like some people, you know, some people don't get married, some people, not everyone could do it. So the first opinion, Tosfos, is that we punish you if you could be married and decide not to get married. You could have children, decide not to have children. That's one opinion in Tosfos. It sounds like it's only in a posheya situation. Second opinion in Tosfos is very interesting. Second opinion Tosfos saying, Psachim Kuf Yud Gimel, is that, you know what? We're going to punish you because you should try to do a mitzvah. And Tosfos tells too, this Gemara in Sota Yudala, Mipneima Nisav Moshe Rabbeinu. Which is an amazing thing that Tosfos is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell me that everyone should try to do mitzvahs to the best of their ability. That's a big chiddush. If you look in the Tosfos HaRosh in Nida Samach Aleph, actually Rav Aaron Lichtenstein points this out in his essay. The thing about Rav Aaron is he writes in English, and you look in the footnotes, he's actually quoting Makoros. I had no idea. I didn't know this Tosfos HaRosh in Nida. Tosfos HaRosh in Nida, right? That's only for tzaddikim. Only for Moshe Rabbeinu should try to be mekayim every mitzvah. But Bekitzer HaMa'aseh, what you see over here from this Gemara is that it is a hechsher mitzvah on a certain level. Now, the Ramban might answer that yes, Yishuv Haaretz is a hechsher mitzvah, but it's also an independent mitzvah. The Gemara asks, how come Moshe wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael? It's a davar pasha. Of course, he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvah of going into Eretz Yisrael, but that we know already. We want to say something better, something that you didn't know. Right, what Rav Kook suggests within the when Rav Kook argued on the Ritbaz is that the mitzvah Yishuv Haaretz is both a hechsher mitzvah and an independent mitzvah, and he compares it famously to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Now, why do we study Torah? We study Torah because we have to do the mitzvahs, and we study Torah because there's an independent value in Torah. That's what the Alter Rebbe said: the godless of the mitzvah Ben Sorah Umorah. Right, lo haya v'lo asid liyos. Right, how come there's a mitzvah ben Sorah Umorah to learn? What's the idea? Because that's the mitzvah I could learn and get tzchar for Talmud Torah as Talmud Torah. It's not a hechsher mitzvah ki huzeh, no. Which would emerge, by the way, from the Beis Halevi's lumdus about noshim and birchas haTorah that women should not learn ben Sorah Umorah. Right, that's what would emerge if you take it that way. But the fact is, I have this Gemara in Sota that seems to say that's a Hechsher Mitzvah, and that could be the source of the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, it's a Hechsher Mitzvah. According to the Ramban, what we're saying is that, yes, it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, but it's also an independent Mitzvah. Now, there is an opinion of Reb Chaim Cohen that's famously quoted in Tosfos, in Ksubas Kufyu, that there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz Bizman Hazeh. No? Yeah. Reb Chaim says, Eino noy Bizman Hazeh, because there's Sakonis Drachim. Achshav, Eino mitzvah lo dober etzel, ki yesh kama mitzvah hatzluyas baaretz, kama onchen, tein onu yechon lizar behem, v'lamad aleihen. The impression you get from Reb Chaim is that there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz because there are mitzvah hatzluyas baaretz that we couldn't fulfill. Now, you get the impression, well, you could get an impression, this isn't Borer, it's not clear within the Reb Chaim, but you could get an impression that what he's saying is that the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz is only a Hechsher mitzvah. And therefore, if it's only an opportunity to fulfill other mitzvahs, so if there are mitzvahs HaTluyas Baaretz that I can't fulfill, what? So then the mitzvah falls away. Now, it happens that there's a whole literature about this Tosfos in Ksubis, no, at the end of Evan Ezra Siman Ayin Hey, when we have the dinim of when the wife says she wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, the husband says he doesn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, etc. So the poskim discuss whether we're kofa on the mitzvah of Aliyah, on the mitzvah of going up to Eretz Yisrael, and the Be'er Hetiv says, oh, we're not kofa because someone could always say, I rely on the Reb Chaim that there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, Bizman Hazeh. Comes along the Pische Tshuva, and he quotes from the Maharet, that the Maharit says in the Tshuva that there's no such Taisus, is a Talmud Toek Savo. Right? The Taisus is written right by some Talmud who was just making a mistake. The whole thing doesn't hold water.
Even if you say it does, he's giving a set of circumstances that may not exist.
Correct. Words, even if you hold, like Reb Chaim, that fundamentally the mitzvah Yishuvah is not a mitzvah ledoros, but maybe in our time there is a mitzvah. Enochanami. That there's a Sefer Me'afar Kumi that tries to argue, it's very slanted work, but it's very thorough. He tried to argue that everyone from Chutz La'aretz should pick up and move to Eretz Yisrael. So one of his arguments is that, of course, obviously you can't rely on the Reb Chaim at all because it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply in our world. But the fact is, what you see from Reb Chaim is that he's taking the Hechsher Mitzvah approach to an extreme. He's saying, "Oh, it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, and as a result, the Mitzvah no, we can machavek. The whole Mitzvah no longer applies."
I don't think
that's so reasonable, because if our Reb Chaim is saying that there's a genuine sakana pekuach nefesh, so I'm not going to, every mitzvah doesn't apply b'makom pekuach nefesh. I don't need Reb Chaim to tell me, oh, by the way, pekuach nefesh, don't go. The whole thing, I don't think Reb Chaim, when he speaks about sakanas drachim, right, earlier in Taisus, it probably means something like Kol HaDrachim B'Cheska Sakana, which no one ever said that you can't travel. We used to have on Saturday Night Live, when I was a kid, they used to have the Russian Express card, don't leave home, as opposed to American Express cards, don't leave home without it. Right? But the fact is, whatever. It sounds better in Yiddish. The fact is that I think Reb Chaim is really saying an extreme version of the Hechsher Mitzvah approach. When I was learning in the Kollel and Yeshiva in Ksubis, so Rabbi Avi Tsarfati, who's now like the Sholmeshev in the Kollel, so he pointed out to me that this question, whether it's a Hechsher Mitzvah or an independent mitzvah, might be two opinions in Rashi here in Ksubis. Look at Rashi. The Gemara tells us that Reb Abba was Menashek Kipi Da'ako. Reb Abba would kiss the Kipi in Ako. Now, what a kipi? So Rashi has two opinions. Day number one, Rashi is almogem. What's an almog?
Kind of wood.
It's a kind of wood, meaning it's a tree. Day number two, Rashi, lishnachmina, kipi da ako are slaim, are rocks. Now, what are the tzvei days in Rashi? One day is that he would kiss the trees, the other day is he kissed the rocks. So one could say something along these lines. Trees, there are mitzvahs hatzulis ba'aretz that apply to trees. Rocks are there. Huh? In other words, if the pshat in Yishuv Ha'aret is a hechsher mitzvah, if it's an opportunity to do mitzvah hatzulis ba'aret, then I kiss a tree. But if it's a mitzvah because I want Eretz Yisrael to be in our rishus, conquest, etc., even a rock. Even a rock. Why? Because the mitzvah Yishuv Ha'aretz is not about the specific mitzvah Satzulius Ba'aretz. We could say that approach as well. There's a whole discussion at the beginning of Maseches Gittin about the borders of Eretz Yisrael for the recitation of B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Right, that you bring the get from Chutzes, you have to say B'fanei Nechtam, etc. So the Gemara says that Ashkelon Medarim, and Ashkelon has a din of Darim, Akol Etzafon, Akol Ketzafon, etc. So Frek Taisis Akasha, Frek the Ritva Akasha, what do you mean? Akko is not Chutz La'aretz, Akko is Eretz Yisrael. And Ashkelon is also Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz La'aretz. They will ask this Kasha. So Taisis basically gives an answer that, you know what, these areas of Ashkelon and Akko, one answer in Tosis is that these areas were Eretz Yisrael technically by biblical law, but the Gemaras in many places speak about Habikrachim Kvashum Ole Mitzrayim Velo Kvashum Ole Bavel. There are certain cities that were not conquered by the Ole Bavel, so therefore they don't have Kedusha for our purposes. So maybe Akko and Ashkelon is in that category. Right? That's a suggestion in Taisus. The Ritva quotes a suggestion, but the Ritva does not like the suggestion at all. The Ritva says, no. The Ritva thinks that really, even though V'yesh l'farish, it's like five lines into the second paragraph of the Ritva, first part of the paragraph, the V'yesh m'farishim is the same as Tosfos. This Yesh l'farish, the Mishum ha'la'irya, the Eshed lo kvashuha, the afapish batlak dushasa, chibas ha'aretz v'batlak. That's a very interesting line in the Ritva. And by the way, our beloved friend, the Ritva is a student of the Ramban, and our beloved friend the Ramban, in his Hashmatos to Gittin on base, in letter Gimel in the Hashmatos, says the same Nosach, that there might not be Kedusha on Ashkelon and Akko, but Chibas Ha'aretz, there is. Now what is Chibas Ha'aretz versus Kedusha? What are these terms? So it could be that the Ramban is saying exactly this Yisoid. He's saying, you know what? There's no Kedusha Sa'aretz. There's no Mitzvah Satzloyas Baretz in these areas. Because these are Kerachim Shekvashim Alo Mitzrayim Velo Kvashim Alo Bavo. They weren't conquered, right, a second time. So there's no Kedusha. But Chiba Sa'aretz, right? Love of the land. Alts Mitzvah of Yishuv Ha'aretz. Avada there is. Of course there is Chiba Sa'aretz. No? And that's a very interesting Mahalich that we could say. And by the way, if you look in the Ramban's Lashon in the beginning is Shelo Yanichu Mimeno Makom. We shouldn't leave any area from Eretz Yisrael over. In other words, all the biblical borders of Eretz Yisrael are part of the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. By the way, you get the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz if you live in Fallujah. Huh? If you live in Iraq. I wouldn't recommend it. In terms of Chaim Cohen's argument about Sakana, Tachlis, right? But Yishuv Haaretz, can sign you get, no? According to the Ramban, the idea of the mitzvah is, again, assuming that the mitzvah is an individual mitzvah in the Ramban, not a communal mitzvah, that will require more analysis that we're not going to get into tonight. But the fact is, this idea of Chibas Haaretz, the idea of Yishuv Haaretz being a bigger mitzvah than areas where you can fulfill mitzvahs hatzulius ba'aretz, this might be l'shitaso entirely. There might be a few other nafkaminas, but this is two opinions in the Magen Avram about holech dalal amos be'eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says nimchalu kol avonosav. You go four amos in Eretz Yisrael, all yaveres are forgiven. The Pnei Yeshua comments on that Gemara. The Gemara doesn't really mean it on its own. You have to also do some tshuva. That's what Pnei Yeshua says. The Minchas HaLuzer, who was famous for his anti-Zionism, you could Google Minchas HaLuzer, you'll see a YouTube video like shrying Chai V'Kai, screaming about the Tzionim. So Minchas HaLuzer, he says that of course the Pnei Yeshua is right, and there's no way that the Zionists who don't do any tshuva are going to have Mechilas Avonos just because they're Eretz Yisrael, not Shayach. Okay. Fine. So Gemara says that if I'm Hoyoch Da'al Amos Eretz Yisrael, Nuchlo Avonosav. Magen Avraham and Shinvav discusses that maybe by going Dalal Amos in Eretz Yisrael, I also get a kiyum of mitzvahs Yishuv Haaretz. Meaning to say, we are doche amir alonachri for the mitzvah Yishuv Haaretz. Gittin Davches. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean only when I buy a house? Let's say, right, can I get a guy to write a ticket for me on the plane to fly to Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos to just visit? Right, this is like a real modern Orthodox kula. Right, unbelievable. But the fact is, the Magen Avraham entertains that maybe you can fulfill a mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz by walking down Amos in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Shtol Zachfar, how many mitzvahs can I do when I'm walking for Amos in Eretz Yisrael? How many mitzvahs are there? Well, I'm going to do Shumas, what am I going to do? Teretz is, no, that opinion that I'm Mekayim Yishuv Haaretz, it's not, is saying that Yishuv Haaretz means being in the land, that the Hashras Hashchin, etc., that exists, as opposed to opinion that you don't fulfill Yishuv Haaretz, it's just an opportunity for Mechilos Avonos without Yishuv Haaretz, so then what we're saying is that there's no Yishuv Haaretz, because you're not doing Mitzos Hatzlios Ba'aretz. Another nafkamin that might exist is the suffix in the Chubas of the Beis Yitzchak Shmelkis, about, and this is in Evan HaEzer, Simen Hei Os Dalet. Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis raises the question whether women are obligated in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now, it's a little bit funny because the whole sugya is a Gemara in Ksuvis about whether you're kofa, right, to leave, right, Kofa to go there too. It sounds like it's the he omeres lalos homer shalom lalos. It sounds like the mitzvah would apply to women. But Zohar Yisrael Shmokas, maybe it's only midrabbanan, maybe it's not minat Torah. Does a woman have the mitzvah minat Torah of Yishev Aretz according to Ramban? So Yitzchak Shmokas suggests that he thinks according to Ramban there's no mitzvah minat Torah. He tries to prove this in that tshuva. It would seem, however, that this should be dependent on the question that we're addressing. If the mitzvah Yishev Haaretz is based on the idea of mitzvah satulias ba'aretz, so women are obligated mitzvah satulias ba'aretz. If it's based on kibush, conquest of the land, so women, by and large, are peturos from mochama. If it's based on hashras hashchina, not based on conquest, just based on opportunity to have an elevated state of existence, so then you have to try to figure out whether women are obligated or not. I'd be more inclined that they're obligated in that rather than they're exempt. Just the last point to conclude.
Why would they be more obligated in Ashras Hashanah?
I mean, I just don't have any reason to assume. I'll say it like this. They ask a question, how come Noshe, what about the role of Noshim in Binyan Beis HaMikdash? The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Beis HaBchira Halacha Yud Beis sounds like it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, we don't build it at night. Even so, the Rambam says Noshim are chayavos. Why are women chayavos? I'll tell you why women are chayavos. Because women have to bring the Shechina into the world the same as men do. By bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world is, right, for everybody, right, at all times. So l'cha'ora, if that's the goal of mitzvahs yishuv ha'aretz, so women, I think, should be obligated in that mitzvah. That's my inclination. I don't really have rayos chotchos, but it seems that that's what would emerge. You know, we've been speaking now about yishuv ha'aretz from the perspective of an independent mitzvah, the perspective of a hechsher mitzvah, and now we just threw in this other idea of yishuv ha'aretz as a question, as an opportunity to bring the Shechina into the world. The Ramban al HaTorah goes a little bit further, and the Ramban al HaTorah knows that the mitzvah of Yishuv HaAretz impacts on every single Maisa HaMitzvah that we do. The Ramban writes famously that this is the last verse that we have, that the mitzvahs that I do in Chutz HaAretz in some ways are just training, are just practice for the mitzvah I do in Chutz La'aretz are just practice for Eretz Yisrael, and even the mitzvahs haguf, even when I wear tefillin in Chutz La'aretz, it's practicing for wearing tefillin Eretz Yisrael, which is the real mekoy. And that's a little bit difficult because tefillin is obviously not a chayves hakarka, it's a chayves haguf, and it's difficult to assume that there should be differentiated hashras hashchina on, or differentiated mitzvahs. It's difficult to assume, the way Rav Aaron Lichtenstein phrases it in this article, that somehow the tefillin of a bar mitzvah boy in Eretz Yisrael are on a superior level than the tefillin of the Vilna Gaon in Vilna. It's a little bit hard to hear. But the Ramban says it. The Ramban says it. Now, Rav Aaron quotes this, he quotes a story that his Rebbe Rav Hutner one time was on the plane to Eretz Yisrael, and he landed and he decided to daven mincha wearing tefillin. And they say, Rebbe, but you daven shachris on the flight, you wear tefillin, why are you putting on tefillin now? So Rav Hutner said, no, that was for Chutz La'aretz tefillin, now I'm going to wear Eretz Yisrael tefillin. That's what the Ramban means. Now that idea, I think, is a sensitivity that whether it's part of the mitzvah's Yishuv HaAretz or it's not part of the mitzvah's Yishuv HaAretz, but it's a sensitivity to the value of Eretz Yisrael that it enhances everything that's done. And I think we've all experienced this at some point, that, you know, it's very, you know, my ne'ilah sometimes is not as good as my ma'ariv at the kotel. And there is something to that. There is something to that, which again might be a function of the Hashras Hashchina, or it might be something a little bit different, but that's exactly what this Ramban is saying. Again, we are learning about the mitzvah of Yishuv HaAretz. It's a kiyum, I think, for us in as B'nai Chutz La'aretz, unfortunately, to really appreciate Yom HaAtzma'ut and the opportunity that we have now to go to Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that, you know, Mashiach should come and we should all go to Eretz Yisrael and fulfill the mitzvah with all the hidurim and in the proper way. I thank you very much for listening, and have a good evening.